You are now listening to The Confession Box, where sinners are celebrated.
Every Sunday with Father Creed and Sister Barry.
Sinners can send in their confessions via our socials or email at theconfessionboxpod@gmail.com.
We welcome you to our fucking iconic congregation. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Confession Box Pod.
If you enjoy this episode, please rate, follow, subscribe and share.
Now go forth and eat, pray, slay.
Hey guys, it's Father Creed.
And Sister Barry.
And welcome back to The Confession Box.
The Confession Box.
Guys, it's been a day of heightened emotions.
It really has. Freeze.
I feel like I might pass away. So I can't, even when I say this, I'm like, it's not real. So guys, Mother herself, she's arriving to Irish shores, 28th, 29th of June. The Eras tour is coming. Me and Brianna are ready. We're dusting off the cowboy boots. We're ready.
Yep. No, I'm actually so excited. Like, I'm living for this. The last Taylor Swift concert I saw was the Speak Now tour.
My God, really, that's so elite though.
I know.
You were at that one.
I know.
Like, my last one was 1989. Well, my only other one was 1989. And even though that was amazing, I don't know why we didn't go to Reputation. Why did we not do that?
I don't remember. When was Reputation, like?
Reputation was like 2018. Like, we were friends. Why didn't we go?
I was probably in Brazil.
I think, I don't know why I did not go. I feel like I have like amnesia from that time.
Same. I'm like, maybe we're all traumatized and blocked it out.
Yeah, maybe like 2018 was just not the year. Maybe I just forgot that I...
2018, I was in Brazil and I turned 21.
Yeah.
What a weird time. That was the year I dropped out of college.
Oh, no wonder. That's a blur.
It's all traumatic blur.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get tickets. I'm signed up to every pre-sale known to man.
Truly.
There's not a pre-sale link. I have not clicked. So hopefully we will get there.
We've already brainstormed our, you know, like our plan for the day, the itinerary for like the day of the concert, the merch that we're going to buy. We're deciding what eras like we're going to choose for our outfits. I want to do two looks on the day. I want to do one for queuing and one for the actual concert. I think Reese will have to do a fashion rundown while we're there.
Yes. Oh my God, of course you will.
I'm buzzing for it. And it's a year away. And I'm already like, I know I'm going to be on internship. And I'm just like, I will go in months in advance to whatever ward I'm going to be on and tell them I am taking this day off and you cannot stop me. If you want me to be in, I will call in sick. call in sick.
Like, I'm so excited for the vibe. Like, I think from going to Harry Styles, being in a room with people who love what you love is honestly the most, like, exhilarating thing ever. Like, it was so fun and everyone was just so nice. So I can only imagine all the Taylor Swift girlies, all the Swifties, glittery dresses. I'm so excited for it.
You just, like, find your tribe. And do you know what? I feel like even Swiftageddon was, like, so good for that when we went there. Like, I met so many girls in the bathroom who were from, like, Canada and stuff.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, like, I was born in Canada and we just, like, really hit it off. And it felt like just being surrounded by, like, love and best friends.
Mm.
And I just need more of that. And even, like, at the VHI mini marathon, which I'm going to talk about till the day I die because I have a medal now. it's my personality. but even that was like so nice to have just like all women and so supportive and like everyone just like gets on with it and like, yeah, I just need like those vibes in my life. I feel like that's just so uplifting and energizing.
Like the Harry girlies, I love it. So cute. Like the Harry girlies were just going around, they were all like, you look so pretty, you look so cool. And everyone was just so fucking nice and hugging each other and just being nice to each other, like, oh, girls, you need to use the bathroom. If you really need to use it, go before me. Like, everyone was just being so nice. A woman gave me €20 because the burger van, whatever, wouldn't take card. I was like, this would never happen in inner city Dublin. It's just like, I was like, oh my God. And I tried to revolute her and she wouldn't let me. But like, so cute. Like, I'm so excited. And I'm honestly so excited to see Taylor again after all these years.
No, like, I'm very short, Reese. You might have to put me on your shoulders. I'll lose weight, like. I will lose weight for you.
The Ozempic because I can't carry that. I can't carry a potato sack.
Give me a year. Give me a year. And you do a bit of strength training.
I will.
And you know what? I will have the steadiest of hands for the phones in my hand to take the best videos for you.
I am going to have to do strength and conditioning to scream and dance for a 3-hour show.
I already told Reese that we're going to have to go on vocal rest the week of.
Oh, completely.
Like honey. Rachel Berry vocal rest.
Oh, honey, we'll need to get honey tea. We'll need to get, like, we need to take, like, ice baths for agility.
It's giving pitch perfect. My notes.
Completely. My notes. Watch me do the Cruel Summer Bridge.
You love a bridge. If you missed Reese's Reese's bridge to one of the Harry Styles songs, I don't know where you live.
I love a bridge. If you can do a bridge right, you're an amazing, amazing artist.
I can to Super Bass by Nicki Minaj.
That is also an amazing bridge.
Agreed.
The woman knows how. No, but Taylor's bridges, like, they rival the London Bridge. They rival the Golden Gate. Some of those bridges are the most well-constructed bridges in the world.
Just stand the test of time.
They are. And they do.
Definitely rivals the Sarsfield Bridge in Limerick.
Oh, Jesus. Anyway. That is the Karma Ice Spice verse. That is Sarsfield Bridge.
Reese hates the Karma Ice Spice verse. Whereas
no.
I love it.
No, I have to. You. I love Ice Spice so much though, but I have to listen to it on the sped up version.
Oh, I haven't heard the sped up version.
No, the sped up version is so good because it actually sounds like it works. Whereas the normal one, it's like, do you know how sometimes, lads, we're a bit delayed, like on the audio of the podcast because we're obviously doing it on Zoom? I feel like Taylor and fucking Ice Spice were there in the recording studio and she was like, okay, your verse. And it's like, comments your checks about to bounce. Comments the tire in your house. It's just really
It's too slow for you. Yeah. It's not. This one is for the boys with the boom systems. I'm down AC with the cooler systems.
Sorry, how have Nikki and Taylor never done something?
I need Doja Cat and Taylor Swift to do something. Have you heard the new Doja Cat song, Attention? Well, I should
actually have. Album. And I actually, you know, I love Doja as well. I'm a big Doja stan. Yes. I had to listen. I'm not going to lie now, girls. I had to listen about 4 or 5 times because I was expecting, you know, like, if you win the dead, like I was expecting more like poppy version. But no, she came, she ate, she conquered. I love Doja.
I love Attention, the song, it's and so actual good. Attention.
Well, if my life is based on attention, I'm like Tinkerbell. I need applause to live. So
you are a Tinkerbell. And if you watch The Office, the US version, Reese is Kelly Kapoor.
I am.
Played by Mindy Kaling.
Oh, well, I love Mindy, Edifer.
No, you'd like. I feel like if you watch The Office, you'd love it so much just for Kelly.
Well, I love Mindy Hill. I might actually give that a go. I'm looking for something because I actually have nothing that I'm... Well, I'm actually... Oh my God, have you heard of this show? Right, this is going to be our next talking point because I feel like it's a very big talking point on the interwebs, but I don't think you've watched it. No. The Idol?
No, because Soap Today, which was my like illegal watching platform for like all these things, is gone. So I found a new one recently called BFlix. BFlix.com or something like that.
Yeah.
And that kind of works. So I might try it on that. But I've heard a lot of controversy around The Idol. But Lily Rose Depp is an absolute ride.
Oh my God. I mean,
her father is an absolute ride.
Bryce, I don't disagree.
Yeah.
The girl is stunning. But I have seen her tits more than her face at this moment. Right? And that's not down to her. That's down to the creep that is Sam Levinson. Because truly, right?
Who is Sam Levinson?
He is also the creator of an amazing show that we love, Euphoria.
Euphoria?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, The Idol. Basically, it's loosely based on the life of Britney Spears, they're saying.
Yeah, I got that vibe. Yeah.
She's like a pop star. She's really damaged. She makes friends with The Weeknd. The Weeknd's a drug dealer, club owner, crook, basically trying to take all her money. Yeah. I mean to say, there are some things in that that are so traumatic. There is so much trauma porn and actually actual porn. That is just insane. I thought it was going to be more like a Euphoria, where obviously you get like shocking moments, but they're kind of warranted in the story. But I think the disconnect, also, as much as I love Lily Rose Depp, I think she's a gorgeous, stunning icon. I just feel like acting, even though it's in her blood. Well, actually, I think it's actually more so the writing than her acting. It's honestly, I've not heard her say about two lines of dialogue since this has fucking started.
Really?
The woman
it's
is
just her kind of getting railed.
Her getting railed, okay. Chain smoking, and going, I miss my mom. Like, what truly. But I have to say, the fictional song they come up with, a fucking bop.
Which song is this again?
Oh, I'm a freak, yeah. And now I want it bad. It's like a fictional song. Her pop star name is Jocelyn. Jocelyn.
Jocelyn.
Yeah, Jocelyn. Even though it sounds like a 50-year-old
That
woman.
Just reminds me of Schitt's Creek.
Oh my God, yeah, Jocelyn. Oh, I knew, I knew the name. And I was like, why is this like Jocelyn?
Why is Moira Rose like the most iconic character ever written?
Honestly, I didn't watch that until you told me to watch it. And oh my God, but Joe, who's in it? David.
David!
David, what's his real name? I always forget his real name.
I don't know.
Oh, I forget. But
it's so bad.
The gay brother, basically. He's in The Idol as a... but... Yeah, I don't know, Brianna. I don't know. It's just...
Dan Levy.
Oh, no. Yeah, Dan Levy. That's it, yeah. But, oh, my God. It's just... And Troye Sivan is in it. Dave Jenny...
There's an article here in front of me.
Oh, go on.
And it's from Collider. It says, how the Idol creator Sam Levinson over-sexualizes and victimizes his female characters.
So true.
And it's that just like makes me uncomfortable anyway.
Yeah, like I feel like this is something in like maybe 5 years where we see like Lily Rose Depp and sit down interview going, yeah, it really traumatized me forever.
Yeah.
Like, do you know?
Kind of giving like Glee.
Oh my God, it is. It's giving Glee.
The Glee symptoms. You know what I mean? Yeah,
no, completely. It's just not a bit of me, to be honest. And anything about pop stars and in an aesthetic house really should be for me. So
yeah, that kind of it's a no from me. That's do you know what? Anyways, I want to talk to you about one of Hollywood's most famous couples, Kravis. Courtney's pregnant.
Okay.
Do you know the pregnancy announcement? I was like looking. I was like, okay, obviously doing the whole sign thing was just an announcement to like the world. Because he obviously knew he was pregnant. I mean, I'm sorry, she has a quite pronounced bump.
No, truly. But I think like, they all
they're
knew
hardly she's living together.
Like, I think we all knew she was pregnant for about 3 months.
But also, you know, she's 44 and like women can get pregnant at that age, but I can't imagine her having like a Bridget Jones kind of pregnancy, going into her doctor and the doctor telling her she's in a geriatric pregnancy and how she would take that.
But like, I think that like Courtney, first of all, out of all the Kardashians, her and Travis, I'm really happy they're happy, but they get on my actual nerves.
They're just like, they're not the vibe.
No, they're not. They're not they the think, vibe. But the thing is, they think they're like the new, like, it couple. I think they truly think they're so cool.
I think they think they're the new, like, Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain.
Or like Pam and Tommy kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
and I'm like, no.
Are we all forgetting when you wouldn't let your child have a Candyland party because you didn't want them having sweets?
Truly.
Like, I will never forget. That's my favorite Kardashian moment, when Kim Kardashian and Kourtney Kardashian have the fight. And Kim is like, so for North and P's birthday, we're going to have Candyland. And she's like, well, we can't have candy. And she goes, it's fucking candy.
Gluten-free, sugar-free. Like, it's not gluten-free, sugar-free, fucking that.
Like, so fucking funny. But, like, I just feel like she's trying so hard to be a rebel. But I will say, I do find, even for a mature woman, I'd say that, like, obviously Courtney's like 44, but I'd say she has the uterus of a 32-year-old with all the shit she used to take.
Probably.
Like, that girl has, like, been so many health supplements.
Yeah, no. Like, way too many. Like, she's probably preserved parts of her body.
She's probably a, like, body, like...
Found in the fields of skibbereen.
Truly, like, if she died, if she died, like, in the Wild Atlantic Way, Kourtney Kardashian would be perfectly preserved.
Ask about it. I see it. I can
along,
see
like... along with Penelope, Mason, Rain.
Sorry, Mason non-existent.
Oh no, I actually feel bad for Mason.
Where is Mason? Is he okay? Can we get a wellness check on Mason, do you think?
I feel like he's kind of, he's like father, like son kind of vibes.
I feel like he's going through his emo phase.
Do you remember, you know? He did a TikTok live and he was like, fuck all y'all.
Are you dead right? No, I will always be a Scott stan because he is unhinged. Him. And Scott's, he speaks amazing. Nothing but the truth.
Truly.
Like, the truth is nothing but the truth.
My favorite was when, like, there was a video going around with him and, like, Chris is like, Disick, you're looking a little red, and he's sunburnt, and he's like, oh, don't worry, baby, it'll turn a chocolate brown in no time.
Yeah.
He's just so
funny.
He's just so,
like, and when he became a lord, and when he did, like, the notebook thing for Courtney, when she was like, I just want a little romance in my life.
And he was like, and he was like walking around with, like, the cane.
Yeah.
Like, I want a K.
He's iconic.
No, I miss Scott a lot in this new show. I feel like it's lost an awful lot of humor without him. I know he's in it sometimes, but, like, he's not, like, a main character. And, like, Travis is not entertaining. He's just like, oh, Courtney is the love of my life. Fuck yeah, baby. Yeah. Courtney. Fuck. I'm like, okay.
Like, that was just a very accurate representation, to be honest.
Yeah, we're baby. Where are you going, baby? Fuck yeah. Like, it's pure.
And then, like, tonguing each other down.
I can't.
Like, they're two lizards. Keep your tongue in your mouth. Like, it's nice to be in love. We get it. It's lovely.
No,
I love Kim and Courtney's fights. They give me joy. I will always be Chloe.
No, you're
I will always
be Chloe. You're a very Chloe energy.
I will always be a Chloe.
I will always be a Kim.
100%. 100%.
Like, I still find it very, very...
I'm like, it's kind of folks. I'm like, does anyone actually care that Courtney's pregnant? Not really.
Yeah, and I feel like with every other, like, pregnancy announcement, I've cared so much. I'm like, oh, Chloe's pregnant.
Like, we're excited. Oh,
Kim's
yeah.
Pregnant. And I'm just like, all right.
Like, Kay... Like, she didn't even really deliver on the wedding. Do you know what I mean?
I really, really liked the wedding. But I honestly think because it was the two of them that I couldn't get into it.
Maybe, yeah.
I feel like if that was two, like, oh my God. No wedding this year will beat Sophia Richie.
Amen. Amen.
Well,
I don't know. There's just something lackluster about it. But Sophia Richie, she was giving old money. It was giving like the modern day JFK and Jackie Kennedy vibes. That's what it was giving. I loved it.
Favorite
was so classy, all the Chanel.
No, my favorite was when they like changed the song and they were like, Sophia. I was like, I'd so do that. She's so right for that.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love her.
Me and you were like on our wedding Pinterest boards immediately.
Oh my god. No, I'll just go like this if I go into the wedding planning. Sophia Richie,
copy paste.
Sophia Richie, please. Like, oh, it's so stunning. But yeah,
it's funny though, like Sophia's wedding, like all the makeup sold out like immediately that was used.
But she by her is makeup such a fucking marketing genius. Like, she didn't go on TikTok until a month before the wedding, and she was like, get ready with me for planning my wedding, and she just basically documented the whole wedding planning process for the month and then had her wedding, and she now has like a bajillion followers on TikTok because she did it so organically. And I think what I like about Sophia is, and you can see Kylie trying to do it now, which is so funny because it's obviously the Sophia Richie effect now. Kylie is always normally like posing to some fucking rap song going, my lip kits are live. Do you know what I mean? And you're just like, I want to know about you. Like, is Stormy like over there like colouring in your Birkins? Like, what's going on? Like, give me
some, literally doodling on a Birkin.
Do you know what I mean? Like, give me some in-depth knowledge here. Whereas like Sophia's actually like,
give me some insight. She used to give more insight, I think, into like her life.
Yeah, but now she's starting to do that again. Like, she did like a three-part what's in my bag, and it was the most chaotic thing ever.
Okay, cool.
But like Sophia, like, I just love Sophia because she's there and she's like, get ready with me to watch my dad perform in the coronation. As if it's like going to the fucking shops.
We're like, yup, not Lionel.
Oh, I love Yainel. Lionel.
Yainel.
I love a bit of Yainel.
Yainel,
I know. Ah, night long.
It's on you. I got the feeling that I'm
I love Lionel.
I actually love Lionel
Richie. He's amazing.
Do you know who else's daughter got married recently?
Who?
Eminem.
What?
Eminem?
What about her? How's she doing?
Eminem's a fine thing. Eminem's a fine thing now, and he's under 50.
Great, Brianna. I'll set you
just
up.
Saying. Except his daughter is my age. So he has one biological daughter, and the other one is his niece, but he adopted her. But so is the niece that got married, but he adopted her.
Oh.
So it's his daughter. So he walked her down the aisle. Oh, very cute.
Oh, that's very cute.
I'd walk down the aisle to Eminem.
Like, not no with bother. Him. No.
I'll walk down to you, Marshall Mathers. Mathers? I don't know how to say his last name.
Last topic.
Mathers.
Last topic. Opinion. Love Island this year.
Okay. Reese. Today was my seventh day in a row working. I have not had a chance to watch a single fucking episode.
Oh, really?
I really haven't. I'm really upset about it because it looks so good.
It's actually really good this year.
I know. It looks so good.
On your
day, I'm like, I need to what I'm going to do.
And just watch it all.
It's not over till the end of July. So I'm going to be recovering from the breast reduction. I'm just going to
binge it then.
Go through them then. Yeah, no, that's like, my plan.
I have to say, I really thought Love Island was in Griffin's funeral home, to be honest. I was like,
after last season.
This is it. But oh, the casting. They have a lot more different. We're seeing a lot of like, what I love about it is like a lot of like interracial relationships.
I love that.
And I think that is actually giving us more drama. I feel like, do you remember how they, like Love Island is just historically racist and just literally puts like, oh, two black people together, but everyone has gone for like the polar opposite of them. And it's,
I like that,
amazing. Like, it's,
what do you think, it's constructed or is it all kind of natural?
I actually feel like it's really natural this year. I feel like people are actually making decisions for themselves.
Okay.
I feel like they're not actually getting on, like any of them. They're not like doing this whole, oh, my big happy Love Island family, my sisters and mothers, just stupid shit. They're actually like, I fucking hate that bitch. It's so good. Like, my favorite, I have to say, Jess gives Limerick one. I'm obsessed.
She's the one I've been seeing the most of, and she absolutely does.
She gives
the one energy, like.
She is given, you'd see her outside Penny's on a Saturday.
You'd see her outside Penny's on a Saturday. You know she is going to the Icon.
Oh my God, like the lashes are giving niches.
Yeah.
Do you know?
The extensions, you know she's going, getting like, long hair by Monica.
A lot of them are, I feel like Molly is the girl that's being bullied this year.
Oh, really?
Do you know how, like, it was Tasha her year?
Yeah.
There's always one girl they just give out to, and it's obviously because she's gorgeous, but I actually don't really vibe with her at all, but they're kind of pouncing on her. Meddy and Whitney are the man. I'm not going to say this, that's mean, but I really don't think he's into Whitney or any other person in that villa. I'll just leave it with you, right? But watching them kiss was honestly repulsive. It truly put a shudder down my spine to watch that.
Ew.
Yeah,
Whitney seems gas. Like, I just keep seeing the little clips, and the clips kind of get me through, and I kind of get the gist. But, like,
I love Whitney.
Yeah, it looks really good. I really want to watch it when I am recovering.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think that's the
best. How many days?
My God, how many days?
Oh my God. We have, like, we'll check now for you, love.
Oh my God, exciting.
Isn't it so bad? Like, you think I should know, like, off the top of my head. I can't do maths. No, like Reese will tell you, I cannot do maths or shit.
I can't do maths either, then neither of us can.
19 days.
Oh, exciting, exciting.
It'll be like 2 weeks on Monday, the day after this comes out.
I'm heading to Longitude, girls.
Yeah, are you well?
I'm actually kind of
old fart.
Excuse me, I'm VIP. Very important person.
Reese, second year in the VIP area at Longitude.
Honestly, don't know how I got asked back. We obviously made an impact. I don't know if it was positive or negative, but very excited.
It was funny. I'll give you that. It was funny.
But I actually don't think it was that bad last year, because I felt like when we were in the VIP section, it was older in there.
When we were in the VIP section, it was fine. Yeah, there was a lot of older people and people we knew. So I feel like
I'll hide there and then go out to the acts and then go back into the VIP section and then, you know, go out. I'm really excited. There's Ice Spice, Calvin Harris, our gal Anne-Marie, our gal Ray.
That's a great lineup.
Yeah.
Ray, I would die for. I would die Travi for baby. Ray. Travi, baby.
Travis Scott.
If anybody wants to bring me to Longitude, that would be fine, you know.
He's got Brianna tickets. Unfortunately, I promised them to.
I'll let Reese dress me. I'll let Reese dress me if you bring me.
Oh my God, yes. Even though I have outfits, I just need to order them. But we move. Hopefully they.
I tell you, Reese has got to start. It's 2023. It's time to step it up. If Reese is going to be doing these fashion rundowns, I need him to go back to his colorful era. I need him to go back to his colorful days. No more of this Molly May neutral shit. Step back into your color. Step back into your power.
I know.
And go crazy.
Thank you. I really needed that. No, honestly, we were having this discussion the other day. I was like, I used to be a look queen. I really said for the last
truly.
6 months, I really said for the last 6 months, depression equals beige, black, and grey. So we are.
I don't think it was that. I just think you were living the Molly May fantasy, like that everything was going to be neutral. and gorgeous, and you're going to live on a cloud and sip ice lattes, and life will be great. And you'll find your Tommy Fury. However, that is boring. And I feel like ever since you started doing the fashion rundowns, I want you to like put your money where your mouth is and show people that you can turn out looks.
Truly. Because I can.
So you know what you're talking about.
I can.
Because you can. And you have.
I'll be dusting off the buffaloes, girls.
Maybe not the buffaloes. They're a safety hazard.
I was waiting for her to say it.
Like, leave the safety hazards at home.
All I'm going to say to you, pink and green. Pink and green are my vibes for longitude. One day is pink, one day is green. And I am borrowing Miriam's designer pieces because I can't afford my own. So Miriam's going to be my greens are good for you for the day. Thank you.
We don't care. It's sustainable. It's cute. We support it.
Anyway.
Okay.
So guys, that was a fun episode. Obviously follow us. We hit 400 followers on Instagram. Very delighted about that.
Woo!
So keep obviously sharing, liking, loving, laughing. And we will see you.
Eat, praying, eating, praying, slaying.
And loving yourselves. Talk to you soon, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.